Hello. It's me. It's ramble time. It's Giddy. And I woke up with a bit of a... I can't speak. I woke up with a bit of a brain fog. I think working days, working nights, doing audio has scrambled me a little. And it's a little hard to focus on editing. I know I still have the Kitty audio I need to edit. I released the Safe for Work version on YouTube 2 days ago now. I'm loving the feedback, and it's fun to read the comments. Some of you guys are like, is that your real voice? And I guess some people are super used to me speaking super high, super hyped up, especially after my shitpost audio. But yeah, this is kind of my normal voice. For the Kitty audio, I had also recorded that like an hour or two after I woke up, so I was especially, raspy a little bit. You might have heard, a slightly deeper skitty. But I'm trying to speak with my normal voice right now. I think I unconsciously go a little high sometimes. So we'll see how I sound like. Yeah. I don't even know what my normal voice is anymore. 'Cause I'm really conscious about how I sound like, and I'm hearing my own voice right now as I record. So, yeah. Anywho's, for this ramble, Fred, my beta listener, suggested I do a chit-chat about monster waifus, monster girls, and I tried googling tier lists and stuff like that, but they're kind of all over the place, and it's hard to translate talking about that in audio, so I'm gonna improvise it a little. I don't know how well this will work, but we were talking about maybe we'll do a game of like date, marry, kill? Is it fuck, marry, kill? I don't remember what it's called. So, who will I kill? Who will I fook? And who will I date? I don't really want to kill, so maybe I'll just like banish the monster girls or monster boys I don't want to fuck. I'm probably going to be using monster girls and monster boys kind of interchangeably, because, I don't know, online it's almost always talking about monster girls. But being a straight girl, I like my peens, please. I like my monster boys, but I do find monster girls very pretty to look at. And I mean, if I got a pair of boobs to squeeze, I would totally squeeze a pair of monster girl boobies. Alright, now where was I at? I was gonna look up, yes, this. I found... Oh no, my webpage reloaded. Okay, I found a monster boy girl generator. This is version 2. So all I need to do is click create and it spews out like random monster boys and girls. And so I was thinking maybe I'll just like click create 3 times. So I have 3 to pick. And I will choose one to date, one to marry, and one to banish. I don't want to kill. I don't want to banish. Okay. So number 1, I get a sneaky satyr, is how you say it. Satyr boy who wears a corset and likes traveling. Okay, I'm gonna copy paste this into a Word doc. Okay, so sneaky satyr. Number 2, an undead alligator boy who wears high heels and likes drinking. Alligator drinking, yes, that's very fitting. I'm surprised I'm not getting any girls. You guys should do this afterwards too. I'm gonna link it in the post. Number 3. Oh, a yandere air spirit girl who wears ties and likes being a prince. Okay, these are all kind of like male presenting. Okay. So, I have to date one, I have to banish one, and I have to marry one. The yandere... If I don't banish her, she will kill me. Corset and traveling. high heels and drinking. He likes to wear ties and being a prince. Marry, date, kill, banish. I will banish the air spirit. Because the Yandere will kill me. I would very much like to live. I will date the undead alligator boy. I think drinking with him and going on a date will be really fun. The high heels. Maybe we'll go to a, like, strip club on our first date and have drinks there. I've never been to a strip club. I had a chance to a couple of years ago with some friends when we went out of town, but I ended up, like, doing something else that night. It was much more PG. I think my friends probably had more fun than I did, but I don't remember why I turned it down. I really should have gone to the strip club. I should have. They had a lot of fun stories to share. But, yeah, I did my own thing. So I'll end up marrying the sneaky goat boy who likes to wear corsets and travel. We will travel the world together and we will share a wardrobe. That sounds fun. I like this. I want to know what monster girls and monster boys you guys will get. And you have to share. Let's do another round. I like this. Okay. A worn down scorpion girl who wears a hijab and likes to draw. Oh, sad scorpion girl. Copy paste. Number two, a close-minded worm boy who wears hooker heels and likes dressing up. Man, what's with these high heels and cross-dressers? That's fine. One more. A paranoid furry girl who wears dreadlocks and hates fashion. Okay. This is a very interesting bunch. A sad scorpion girl, a close-minded worm boy, is that how you spell it? Worm? And a paranoid furry girl. Okay, I need to know what a worm boy looks like. I'm probably mispronouncing it. I'm so sorry. I don't know my monsters. A worm. Oh, is a sea serpent or like a dragon? It's a huge, limbless, wingless dragon or dragon-like creature, a sea serpent. Okay. Scorpion girl, serpent boy, paranoid furry. They all sound kind of like party poopers. They don't sound very fun. For a close-minded serpent boy, I'm surprised that he likes hooker heels and dressing up. A paranoid furry girl. I'm not sure if I want to marry someone who's, like, paranoid. So, I am gonna banish the furry girl, because I think they won't be very fun to hang out with. I will date the serpent boy, and do I really want to marry the scorpion girl? I feel like that'd make a very dangerous relationship. A very dangerous, the serpent, serpents are, what did it say? It's also limbless. I kind of want a hug from my future hubby. So, I'm gonna date the boy and then marry the scorpion girl. Yeah. I'm gonna do that. Okay, this was like a really bad pick. I didn't really love this lot. Let's do it one more time. Give me like a hot boy or girl, please. I want a hot monster girl. Give me like a kitty or a wolf. Skinny robot girl who wears a diamond ring and likes their girlfriend. Oh, that sounds interesting. Okay. So it's like an android. Clownish nymph boy who wears stockings and hates going out for a walk. Wow, I really have a lot of cross-dressers on here. Okay, oh, a strict bunny boy who wears coats and likes to collect Barbies. Okay. Okay. Here's my list. So I have an android girl. I have a nymph boy. And I have a bunny boy. Well, the android girl already has a diamond. Maybe I don't need to propose to her. Because she's already had the diamond. Save me a lot of muns. Okay, I'm gonna marry the android girl. Because one of her traits is that she likes her girlfriend, so she's gonna love me already. It's gonna be a good marriage. I'm gonna marry her. Who will I banish? Do I want to banish the nymph boy who hates going on walks? Oh no, what if we get a puppy? What if I want to have my long walks on a beach? Bad. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna banish the nymph boy. Cause I wanna go on a date with a bunny boy. You know what they say about bunnies. Might be a fun date. Yeah. So, marry the girl who's gonna like me, date the bunny boy, and banish the clownish nymph boy. Alright. Those are my picks. Please tell me what you guys get in the random generator. These are just so silly. Maybe just do one round or share the round that you like the most with me. And we'll see what we get. And maybe I'll reply back to your answers and we'll see if I choose the same thing you guys get. I like this. This is fun. Okay. Monster girls and monster boys are kind of cool. I wish we lived in a more interesting world. Okay, I need my tea. Tea is good. So, during the couple of days I worked, I think I was drinking a lot of coffee. Part of the brain fog might be because I'm, like, weaning off caffeine, or I haven't drank caffeine these past few days, so my body's craving it. I don't know if this matcha tea has much caffeine, but it's nice and warm. I love it. Okay, this is good. I wish you could feel just as comfy as I do right now. I love Popcat and making noises. Comfy. Alright, I want to do a choose-your-own-adventure before I wrap things up. So, my friend Joker has shared a choose-your-own-adventure with me. I will link it if you want to follow along, because there is a lot of text, and I probably won't be reading everything. But I'm going to see if I could build myself a monster, monster girl, boy, monster something. I'm going to build myself a monster. Ideally, I'm going to be building myself a boy. But when I read it, I'll probably be using female pronouns. Alright, let's do this. Monsterization meta. Choose your own adventure. Let's see. Monster girls are a mix of alluring beauties and dangerous enemies from mythology. They are known for their heightened abilities, attractiveness, high libidos, and romantic hearts. Monsterization is the process of a non-monster girl becoming one, through various means. How it happens and to whom is up to you. Intended to be used as a meta choose your own adventure to modify existing builds, but theoretically could also be applied to any non-monster girl character. Some examples are already provided in the images. Monster girls and feminine pronouns are used for convenience, but the target could be easily a male, female, or foodinary based on preference. Okay, so the first category is type. And then we get to choose type, we get to choose reaction, instincts, libido, romantic outlook, abundance, miscellaneous features. So let's start off with, we have to start off with type. So I'm going to start off with like a base boy, a human boy, who I get to turn into a different species. I could choose a centaur, a lamia, a mermaid, arachnid, kitsune, slime, angel, or demon. So a centaur are mostly human form from the waist up, but horse-like from the waist down. This transformation gives her a lot of strength and speed and increases her size and weight. Do not mention this. Centaurs are superficially extremely proud and independent. Fundamentally directionless and listless without a human on the saddle. Aw, very tsundere. Once you've broken her defenses down, she'll admit her true feelings for you and serve you as a knight, workhorse, or racer. I don't really want a centaur. Also, sex with a centaur would be very difficult. Yeah, I don't want a horse cock. Too big. Let's move on to Lamia. A cold-blooded but warm-hearted, Lamias are snakes from their legs down. In addition to heightened senses of taste and touch, their venom in their saliva is an aphrodisiac. Can cause paralysis with a long, sloppy kiss. Of course. Their most notable feature is their intense grip strength. Originally developed to entrap prey, but mostly used nowadays for full body hugs. Yes, your body heat will be vital to her as oxygen, which comes as an appropriately intense fondness bordering on obsession. Okay, so she might be a little yandere for you. Okay, I could possibly have a Lamia boy. Mermaids. Mermaids are a kind of fish-dolphin thing. It's unclear. Their main draw is their ability to survive and thrive underwater. They could easily dive to any depths, communicate with, and give orders to all other sea life. And even help a human survive the pressure if they maintain close contact. That reminds me of a script I read. Their moods are fickle. If they're sufficiently moisturized, they will be thoughtful and demure, a graceful queen of the ocean. But as they dry out, they can act increasingly like spoiled princesses. No matter their mood, they always love tragic romances. Nope, I'm a nope out on that. I do not want a mermaid boyfriend. They just seem like a lot of work. Also, I don't live anywhere near a body of water. So, goodbye, mermaid. Arachnid, a human torso emerging from a giant spider body. Arachnids are terrifying predators with combat and stealth abilities to match their fearsome reputations. Able to walk on ceilings, spin multi-purpose webs, sword fight with each limb, and spit sleep-inducing venom. That might actually be a good thing for me. I have so much trouble falling asleep. Maybe having a boyfriend who could put me to sleep would be a good thing. Okay. Now that I think about that, that sounds kind of lewd. Alright, continue reading. No matter what their status is in the world, they almost always privately view humans as weak, both to be bullied mercilessly and fiercely protected. Okay, I like the latter part. The exception are jumping spiders, who are happy, a bit shy, and excellent dancers. They are also BDSM lovers. Expect to hear the words hand-free often. I'm not a huge fan of spiders. They're kind of scary, but this description does sound very fun. I might want a jumping spider boyfriend. Okay. So far I have Lamia that's maybe, Arachnid that's maybe. Kitsune. Wise humanoids with the addition of fox ears, bushy tails, and a fondness for uncooked foods. Lots of sashimi. Kitsunes have an excellent sense of smell, hearing, and a natural aptitude for tracking. It is said that they grow an extra tail for every century they've been alive. Even for monster girls, kitsunes are lustful, but they try to keep it under wraps. You only notice it by the way they bite their lips when they think you aren't looking, or how often you touch each other accidentally. Hey, if you've been waiting centuries for your spouse, you'd be horny too. Okay, a foxy boyfriend would be kind of fun. Moving on. Slime boy, slime girl. A happy, simple-minded being of goop, adopting a human form only out of love for their spouses. Their malleability can be a double-edged sword. Their viscosity depends on the ambient temperature, and they are easy to both melt or freeze given the right conditions. If they aren't paying attention, they could start to flow freely, which is especially troublesome near drainage systems or above soil. Since they're never in any danger and will always reform, eventually, slimes don't worry about these troubles at all. I think a slime boyfriend or girlfriend would be, like, very messy. I think I'm gonna pass on a slime boyfriend. Angel. Angels are very innocent, to the point that they're largely unaware of both their lewdness and their effect on others. Instead of spouses, angels take on charges, whom they dedicate their entire existence to guarding, supporting, and guiding to be better people. Oh, I'm gonna have a parent. They have incredibly powerful, light-based, offensive magic, but they hate to use it in any situation but defending their charge. They would much rather physically heal and emotionally comfort than attack. Oh, that's sweet. But yeah, this is a parent. I want a lover. It's like an entire species of heel sluts designed to be bullied. Oh, that's an interesting take. All right, Angel would make a great partner, but for the fun of it, I'm gonna skip out. Okay, we have angels. So obviously the demon is next. Once upon a time, an event corrupted some angels, creating demons. Not living for others, they live for their own enjoyment. That doesn't mean they're callous or evil. They just expect compensation. Example, I scratch your back, and you scratch my insides. So to speak. What? Hence contracts. Their dark magic is much weaker than angels' light magic, but they're more practical. They can grant many earthly desires by manipulating or hypnotizing those in power. Just be careful to always be able to adhere to the terms of the contract. Breaking it forfeits your soul, trapping you forever as her pleasure slave forever. I'm a skip out. So I'll skip the angel. I'll skip the demon. Okay, I've got four more, and then we can move on to the other categories. I hope this isn't too long, and I wonder what you guys will pick. Oni is, I'm reading the description right now, and I don't exactly know what an Oni is. Is it kind of like a monster demon? Oni is a demon, ogre, or troll in Japanese folklore. They're portrayed as hulking figures with one or two horns growing out of their heads. Oh, some of these pictures are scary. But the one in the Choose Your Adventure is kind of hot. Look at those boobs. Alright, let me read the description. Despite Kunoichi propaganda, Onis aren't all crazed sex fiends. Most are simply aware of their impressive physical strength and take a no-nonsense, take-what-you-can approach to life, with little patience for mind games or social necessities. Or social niceties. They are often at odds with the world at large, but manage to hold their own with their fists. If you need something to get punched really hard, an Oni is your best bet. Okay, I don't like picking fights, and I think I want to skip on the Oni. If one takes to liking you, which can be easily achieved with a gift of sake, they will be the most loyal and powerful adventuring partner ever. Just be careful with that pelvis. I don't know what that means, but I assume it's lewd. Oh, the fairy is next. Okay, let's read the fairy. Tiny, tiny winged humanoids with a penchant? I don't know how to say that word, I'm sorry. For mischief, fairies are the epitome of can dish it out, but can't take it. Oh, it's a little tsundere as well. They love to play pranks on others, but break down in tears when it's reversed on them. Annoying little sisters with access to magic. I don't think I want a fairy. I don't want a Tinkerbell or a Navi bothering me. Hey! Listen, hey, Skitty!
That said, with a patient hand and plenty of time, you could teach them to be useful companions. They're a wealth of information on the supernatural and can operate undetected. Impress them and they'll look up to you, big bro for life.
So, I think a fairy would make
like an adorable little companion. I would love to have a fairy as a friend. But I don't want a fairy as a lover. Which I assume this kind of like this choose your own adventure is about. So pass on the Oni, pass on the fairy, and the next up is Spirit Sword. A ghostly apparition representing the heart of a weapon. I'm gonna have a pokey stick. Aside from being attractive humanoids, each is unique owing to their particular properties of the equipment they inhabit. An epi, is epi a weapon, will be witty and flamboyant, while a gladius might be a smug, teasing noble. Spirit swords view themselves as teachers and mentors to their wielders, guiding them to improve themselves as heroes. I am not a hero. Expect training from both their mind and body. Most have an air of tragic melancholy behind their buster, as knowing they are tools of war, conflicts with a desire to give life. And last but not least, the Hulsar. Cowgirl. They often have cow horns, ears, and a tail, but their most striking feature are their ridiculously huge udders hanging off their fronts, so big titties, big titty cowgirl. Halter milk, which bursts out of their nipples almost constantly without daily milking, is incredibly delicious and nutritious. I guess in my case, it'll be like lots of cum from my cowboy. Be able to cure almost all physical maladies and improve overall health. Okay. Milk and cum will save you. Milk and cum is going to save the world from coronavirus. No more vaccinations. You just need some titty milk. Most cowgirls are simple, even cloud-headed. But it's not because they're stupid. They are just content with their lot in life. Simple, uncomplicated living with their rancher, holding their hands as the sun sets in the distance. Easy living. Aw, that does sound like the life. Okay. So let me choose my monster boy. So I think my picks are between Lamia, Arachnid, and Kitsune. So being a kitty girl, I think I want myself a fox boy. I'ma choose a Kitsune. So apparently Kitsunes are super horny. raw food. So we're gonna have a lot of sushi, which is fine with me. So the next category, now that we've picked our monster boy and girl, is reactions. And there's three. They could be hesitant, neutral, or loving it. But let me see what that means. So, no matter how you slice it, changing into a monster girl or boy is gonna be a big change. After all, the target has lost their humanity. Normally, it would prompt a lot of painful soul-searching, philosophical questioning, and arguments about their identity death. That's probably not why anyone is here. So let's skip over that part and get to our featured presentation. How does our monster girl or boy feel about their conversion? They could be hesitant about it, they could be neutral about it, or they could absolutely love it. So if they're hesitant about it, they may privately enjoy the change, but initially be unable to admit it in public or to themselves. If they're neutral about it, they're just kind of like, eh. Some things might be a little inconvenient, like having to buy so many bottles of shampoo, but there's some conveniences too, like increased lifespan, general health, and it all just kind of evens out according to the description. Or they could absolutely friggin' love this thing. Monsterization is a liberation, and they're happy to take advantage of their new body, skill, and ways of enjoying themselves. So, I'm just gonna go with loving it. I want my future partner to like what they've gotten themselves into. So, they're gonna be happy about being a monster girl, or boy. Next category. New insights. There are general trends that you could talk about with each monster type because of a particular set of instincts they have. To a Lamia, cuddling close to a loved one is as natural as shivering in the cold is to a human. The question is, how much do their new instincts affect them? So, they could be four things. Above the influence, snowflake, with the flow, or in the role. Let me read the descriptions because I don't really understand just from the titles. So with above the influence, she doesn't feel any new instincts at all. On some level, she's aware of all the stereotypes of her new species, but only through exposure to the outside information. It has completely failed to affect her mentally in any kind of way. So I'm guessing for this one, your monster girl or boy just kind of feels like human, but just in a new body. Okay. Snowflake. She feels her instincts, but only as much as any other member of her species. It's a bit like characterizing people from other countries. There may be some general trends, but every individual is different. She's maintained her pre-transformation personality. It's just the specific ways it's expressed may change. A Lamia who is physically distanced as a human may now feel a strong urge for physical closeness. Over time, she will likely come to accept these changes. It's a bit like the change that comes with age. Okay. And in the role, rather than seeing her new instincts affect her actions somewhat, it would be more accurate to say that her old instincts affect her slightly. Okay, so it's just a degree of, like, how monster girl we want them to be. Like, more human in personality or more monster stereotypes in personality. I will go with the flow, which is kind of like a little bit more monster girly than their human forms. And I don't really have a human to start off with, so I'll just choose the more monster side. Alright, our next category is libidos. I don't think I need to read or explain what libido is. It's sexy times. So, we could either have a cold fish, French vanilla, a step up, or out of control. So for a cold fish, bizarrely, the transformation has actually reduced her libido. She has lost interest in intimacy beyond cuddling, and even then, she has to be in the exact right mood. Aww. I want something more than hand-holding, so no cold fish. French vanilla. Her libido is actually completely unchanged from before, physiologically speaking. The only change, if you do observe one, must be some sort of psychological effect. In essence, she knows that monster girls are supposed to be lewd. And as such, she knows that she should feel and act this way. Okay. So, a little bit of lewd. The next category is step up. A significant increase. It doesn't really interfere with her daily life, and she could still work a 9-to-5 and keep her composure in public, for the most part. It's just that the moment she gets home, she will immediately be in the mood, almost ripping her outfit off just to be with you. In public places, she may cop a feel here and there, only when she's certain nobody's looking. I appreciate that. And she might send you dirty photos whenever she's alone in a private place. A human acting like this might be considered strange, but this is a standard monster girl territory. Okay, I might go with this one. Just a horny monster boy for Skeety. Out of control is the last lewd level. Sex is her number one priority. You will need to be the one to make sure she gets enough to eat and sleep, because otherwise she'll just want to have sexy times with you. But she'll eventually settle down slightly. But there's no way for her to keep her desires bottled up. Oh, wow. I'm going to go with the regular lewd levels, because there's no way for you to function without a control. Alright, next category is romantic outlook. Changes in emotional intimacy are paired with changes in physical intimacy. How does she view love and relationships? So there's no fairy tales, quite hopeful, lovey-dovey, and hopeless romantic. So in no fairy tales, she has no illusions about the way the world really works. It's all a scam, isn't it? They get you one way or another, always. That's the point of it. Okay, so it's a very cynical monster girl. Quiet hopeful. Sure, if she's being honest with herself, the chance of a fantasy relationship is virtually nil. It's not the way people are wired. In her private thoughts, where nobody is gonna judge, she likes to imagine how nice it would be if things really did work out. Oh, okay, so this is a bit of a realist. I might go with this one. Lovey-dovey. She doesn't daydream about a fantasy relationship. She actively creates it. When she wakes up in the morning, she thinks of small ways to show her affection. A thoughtful note, a sympathetic ear. Anything to show that she cares. Aww. This is kind of sweet. I'm still gonna go with the quiet hopeful. And then we have the hopeless romantic. Far beyond everyday simple gestures of affections, she's into grand displays of affection, from farcical to the cliche. She'll find an excuse to wear a wedding dress every day, even if you aren't married yet. She'll plan beach vacations that only involve walking at sunset, bring candlelight to every dinner, and bring all her romantic fantasies to life. Whew. I'm a skip out on that. Like, doing that for like a day or two is super fun. I can't imagine living that every day. That's a lot of romance. Too much romance. You'll turn me into the, no fairy tales type of girl. It's gonna be too much. Okay. Next category. Abundance. How common are monster girls in the world you inhabit? So there's four levels. Strange bird, uncommon sight, everyday occurrence, or gotta harem them all. So, in Strange Bird, your monster girl is the only member of her species. She's the only one left. Oh, that's really sad. It will be a very lonely life, and you will likely need to keep her under wraps as much as possible. If you don't live somewhere isolated, she may even rely on you to get things from the outside world for her. Oh my gosh. Scientists are gonna want her. Okay, no, I don't want this category. Uncommon sight. Monster girls are a known quantity on a global level, but are very, very uncommon. Most people go their whole lives without knowing one. Charismatic monster girls may use their rarity to become celebrities. She'll have a bit more independence from you. She'll be able to go in public, though she may cling on to you for safety. You'll be able to get modifications to your house to accommodate her with some amount of fuss, but no suspicion. Okay. Interesting. Let's go on to the next one. Everyday occurrence. Monster girls are actually very common. The average person's social circle has a good percentage of monster girls, and public facilities are often constructed with their needs in mind. Individual species may be rare, but that is normally considered exotic rather than worrying or strange. She can be as independent from you as any non-monster girl, given how common they are. Okay, I know I'm gonna want this one already, I think. Yeah. Because I kind of feel bad for them in the two other categories. Or it might be kind of cool, like, you're the only one with a monster, girl or boy. And then last category, gotta harem them all. Monster girls outnumber the human population. Many times over, the human government has instituted a way of controlling their numbers. Oh, this might be fun for some of you guys. Pocket monster girl training. Wild monster girls are caught in small electronic devices by trainers. And enslaved. Okay, I don't like that part. But I guess that's what Pokemons are. A single trainer can have a harem of 100 monster girls, but can only keep 6 on their person. As your starter, she will be increasingly jealous of other Pokemon girls, monster girls you train, despite her embarrassment. And if her personality is dominant, don't expect a punny device to stop her. That would be kind of cool. Yeah. I think I'll still go with, like, the slightly more normal category. Everyday occurrence. Miscellaneous modifications is our very last category. And there are 4 times 3, so 12. And I could choose 4 options. So let me skim through these. So there's switch collar, where we could give our pet girl or pet boy a collar that will switch their dominant or subby traits. There is a maid headdress, which will turn them into a maid monster girl. There is miracle milk, that is an ability taken from the cowgirl. So I guess miracle milk is kind of like redundant if you already chose them. A cowgirl. There's the holographic cloak. Okay, what does this one do? The holographic cloak allows your monster girl to look human, which may be actually pretty good if she's one of those rare ones in the world. There's the pleasure rune, which will increase the sex drives. Oh man. Oh wait, you control the sex drive, so you could actually go up or down, which might be good for the out of control monster who wants to have sex with you all the time. There's the super fighting robot. Oh, your monster girl can change into a fighting robot. That is weird. Invulnerability. A monster girl that doesn't break or bend. Kind of sounds like the slime girl. Pact. Forming a pact with your monster girl will increase your lifespan at minimum to 150 years. You'll be able to live in prime physical health throughout. Longer lifespans are possible through regular acts of intimacy. Oh, sweet. I definitely want that one. I would like to live as long as my pet, please and thank you. Pet monster boy. Okay. So out of the ones I've read so far, I would like Pact. Actually, the maid quality might be pretty good. Have someone to clean up after me all the time. The next effect could be First Girl Effect. It's the same old story. Once the protagonist meets the first love of interest, the rest start pouring in. Maybe it's a social thing, maybe it's chemical, but who knows? So I guess you kind of become like an anime protagonist and get yourself a harem with this effect. I'm gonna skip that. I just need one boy. Stinger. When used on a male or Futanari character, this supercharges their stinger. The force and volume of ejaculation is multiplied, as is their sensitivity and endurance. Yeah, that'll be interesting. I'll take on Stinger. The next one is Vampire Kiss. Even if no other monster girls exist currently, there is no reason that can't change in the future. She is now able to monsterize others into her current species. Oh, she could turn you into a monster. Nah, I don't need this. This trait. Oh, Ordinary Ribbon. There is absolutely nothing special about this ribbon. It doesn't grant any special abilities or anything like that. But it's a present from you. So it's her favorite. I'll take that. I'll take an Ordinary Ribbon. I just want to tack it on him. Or maybe it's a tie in his case. Or a bow tie. So I think my voice is getting tired from all this reading. So let's see. So let me tie this up. So I'm going to take the maid headdress, which I could take on and off, and they could be a super good helper at home. I'm going to take Pact so I could live together with my future monster boy. I'm going to take Stinger so they could be super great in bed. And I'm going to take Ordinary Ribbon so I could make them look cute. All right. And that's it. My tea has gone cold. I need more tea. Alright. Let me know who you guys are gonna date, marry, and banish. And if you decide to do this long, long choose your own adventure, what kind of monster girl build you guys come up with. Alright. Love you guys. Enjoy. And maybe I'll get to editing later today. Be safe. Take care.